T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
.105, happy to have you with us here on a Monday afternoon on KMBZ, December 14th. Next story comes to us out of the New York Post, and it's the trouble that a six-year-old boy named George got into when he was playing his favorite video game.
Yeah, poor little guy. Well, poor mom, actually, I should say, because this one came out of Wilton, Connecticut, where Jessica Johnson, age 41, a real estate broker, didn't realize that one of her sons had gone on a shopping spree on her iPad, according to the New York Post. This is not an uncommon thing. This is part of the reason why, as a parent, you're supposed to lock this stuff down before you give your kids access to anything that has a computer. So the idea is, if you have an iPad or an iPhone, you have Apple Pay, or at least it's available to you. I never set mine up, but you have it available to you. It's like PayPal or Venmo or Zelle or any one of a or Zelly or whatever it is, any one of a zillion of these kinds of money handling apps. And when you set it up when you set up Apple Pay on one of these devices, you can make it so, and a lot of people do this, I think, because they figure, well, look, I have Face ID. I'm the only one with my face. I'm the only one that can get into my iPhone, so I don't have to lock down what's in there because nobody else can even get into the phone. So she set up Apple Pay and just said, any purchases I make, go ahead, and you don't need my approval. Just go ahead and send it. Well, this kid, her son, figured this out. Six-year-old George Johnson was playing a video game, and with a lot of these games, you have stuff you can buy up. So he started buying add-on boosters, and it started with red rings, whatever the thing is. It's a game called Sonic Forces. So he bought red rings for $1.99. And then there were some more things he wanted to unlock in the game, so he was buying more things and more things and more things, and finally got up to the gold rings, which go for $100 each. That allowed him to access new characters in more speed, spending hundreds of dollars at a time. By the time she got wind of what was going on here, there were 25 charges the next day, totaling $2,500. In all, before she
locked
this...
That was one day.
That was one day.
Yeah, on July 9th, when she was working in the next room, in one day, this kid racked up $2,500 on 25 charges.
By the time that she finally figured it all out, he had gone over $16,000 worth of in-app purchases in this video game. 16 grand! This kid is unbelievable.
So when she discovered Apple and PayPal were withdrawing hefty sums, $500 here, $700 there from her Chase account... She assumed it was a mistake or it was fraud, and she called the bank, confused by all these charges that didn't have anything next. It wasn't food. It wasn't, it certainly wasn't anything that she knew. She said the way the charges get bundled made it almost impossible to figure out they were from a game. Still clueless that it was her son's doing, she filed a fraud claim in July, when her bill reached $16,293. But it wasn't until October, several months later, that she was told by Chase that the charges were indeed hers And she had to contact Apple to figure it out.
Yeah, and I mean, in
the
article,
she didn't figure out that it was her son until she reached out to Apple and was walked through a
what the
buried
charges.
Running list of yeah. all of the charges.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and she said, I mean, she even admitted in the article out of the New York Post that she had not put preventative settings on her account because she didn't know about them. She said, obviously, if I had known that there was a setting for that, I wouldn't have allowed my six-year-old to run up nearly $20,000 in charges for virtual gold rings. Well, learn this stuff. Don't just put Apple Pay on your phone without knowing how to use it, and more importantly, how to lock it down.
So Apple had no sympathy here.
Nope.
Apple said that because she didn't call within 60 days of the charges, they couldn't do anything. Or wouldn't do anything. I mean, I think is what we're talking about. We don't know that they would have done anything if it was within 60 days, but they for sure said, because it's been 2 months, we're not going to do anything. And she said, well, the reason I didn't call within 60 days was because Chase told me it was probably fraud, and they didn't figure it out for 3 months that it wasn't fraud. And that's when I had to call you. But she assumed it was fraud. Even when she told the customer service agent that she wouldn't be able to pay her mortgage because of this $16,000 charge, she got no sympathy from the customer service agent, who said, you should have known there was a setting if you were going to let your kid play with this game. Not our problem.
Well, yeah, to that end, yeah. That's one of the reasons why I haven't set up Apple Pay on my phone. Because, I mean, there are things on there, but I have every single one of the apps that I have to move money from one place to another is locked down with Face ID. All of them. Mm-hmm. I don't even use the passwords for them because I don't trust it. So, yeah, it's got to be my face that opens that thing up. And he may look a little bit like his mom, but it's not going to pass Face ID.
576-7798 or text in 913-576-7798. Is it that difficult? I don't have an iPhone. I'm Android everything. But can anybody relate to the position that this woman was in, where one of your kids, it doesn't even have to be in a video game, but racked up charges through Apple Pay or through PayPal without you knowing it? And did anybody contact Apple to talk about it? Because she thinks the blame lies with Apple. This was her quote. My son didn't understand that the money was real. How could he? He's playing a cartoon game in a world that he knows is not real. Why would the money be real to him? That would require a big cognitive leap. And Apple's not even working with her on it. I mean, and that's the part that bums me out a little bit. Like, I've had late fees on credit cards reversed when I was a day late pay. I mean, if you call sometimes when you're dealing with credit, a lot of times the companies will work with you.
Yeah.
They're not. She said, I didn't get a paycheck from March to September because she works on commission. My income has decreased by 80% this year. And the kid offered to pay it off. He said, Mom, I'll pay you back. Well, like, how?
He's six.
You know, $4 to clean your room?
Couple of things about this. First of all, there are other safeguards that should have gone into place. She should have called Apple right away. When she saw that all of the charges on her bill were going to Apple, that should have been her first phone call. Either that or to the credit card company, which is who she called, but she thought it was fraud. At the same point, call Apple at that moment and say, what are these charges for? Get to the bottom of it. On the other hand, I mean, Apple is so strapped for cash these days. You know, I can kind of see their point. $16,000, boy, that'll put the company out of business. Yeah, they could work with this. But the other thing is, I don't know too much about that game. In fact, I don't know anything about that game other than what we've read so far. So I don't know whose game it is. Because a lot of times Apple just acts as the kind of middleman on those things. And you use your Apple Pay to do it, but it's not their game. So the $16,000 ended up going to the company that made the game, if it wasn't Apple. You know, if it's not one of their own proprietary things. So could she work with them? Maybe, but they don't necessarily have to listen to her either. The other thing that I wonder, by the way, is why didn't her credit card company, when they started seeing these unusual bills come in, these unusual charges for hundreds of dollars a day, why didn't they call her?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a Chase bank account, but I have multiple credit cards through Chase.
Yeah.
And they alert me on everything.
Yep.
I mean, I get them all the time. Now, they're set that way. I don't even know what my settings are, but I have mechanisms in place to alert me if it is something that, you know, that might be unusual or if it's at a different place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Talk to me more about this. If anybody knows this game, what safeguards do you have in place on your phone? And I assume she's not the only one. In fact, somebody said, you know, Apple does this on purpose. And so that they can, you know, so they can get money. They know that little kids play the game. You know, they know that parents are ignoring some of those safeguards. Has anybody had this happen? And do you think Apple should have worked with her? I mean, $16,000 is a lot. Should Apple have done anything?
And we did. I mean, it was many, many years ago. But my son had, we had a credit card that was tied into the Xbox. And somehow he figured out how to do it and it racked up like $300 worth of charges in a month, which is very different, by the way, from 16 grand. But yeah, yes. We noticed it right away and we called Microsoft and they went, yeah, it happens all the time. Take the credit card off the account. We'll erase the charge. So they did.
Interesting. Yeah. And I wonder if Chase should have done more to head some of this off. 576-7798. Text in 913-576-7798. We'll get some of your calls and your texts on the other side. It's 1:15 on KMBZ. So this mom, who is a real estate agent, was working from home for several months during the pandemic, and her six-year-old boy had her iPad and got a hold of a game. And over the course of several months, was able to ring up $16,000 in charges through Apple Pay and through PayPal through this game. She didn't realize it initially, and when she saw some of the charges start to show up, and we're talking about $2,500 in a day, she initially complained to her credit card company, Chase, who said, you need to call Apple. Like, this was not, these were charges that you actually made, you need to call Apple. Well, it had taken 3 months for Chase to determine that these were real charges. So by the time she called Apple, Apple said, you needed to call us in the first 60 days. Too bad, so sad, you're on the hook for 16 grand.
Oopsie. Yeah, and the story doesn't look like it's getting any better. I mean, who knows, now that it's out there and now that there's publicity attached to all of this, maybe there will be some changes to it. But yeah, if you've got some experience along these lines that you can lend our way, by all means, give us a buzz at 576-7798 or hit the text line at 913-576-7798. Dan joins us from Lawrence. Hey, Dan.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's up?
I think that mom should be held 100% accountable for that. She's the one letting me have the phone.
So if she gave him the device, then whatever he does on it, she's on the hook for.
That's exactly right. She's not paying attention to what he's doing.
She can't be the only one, though, that's let their kids unsupervised in front of a TV or with a device in their hand.
I sure have. I raised two boys, and both of them had Xbox and all that good crap, but they were none of them hooked up the telephone.
Oh, so you just kept them? Okay, yeah. Now you can't even do that anymore. Not with the new ones, but that's there is a case to be made that says, look, if you don't know how to use the technology, don't use the technology.
Exactly. Gotcha. I've got an iPhone. I've had it for several years, and I'm stupid. I don't know how to use it. I'll admit it. But, I mean, I'm not going to go poking around and open this up or open that up. I mean, come on. Mom needs to, especially if she's a broker, she needs to wake up. That little monster is going to be in her bank account before long.
You're probably not wrong.
He's six. I mean, let's not give the kid too much credit right now.
Criminal mastermind. 6 years old.
Exactly. Future embezzler.
Thanks, Dan. Hey, have a good one, buddy. Appreciate it.
For the call. 576-7798. Let's get Joshua on the line with us next. Hey, Joshua.
Hi, how are you guys? Number one, let me just say that I love KMBZ. Jamie and Grayson, you guys are my favorite. I love listening to you guys. So
we love you right back.
Well, thank you. So I'm calling from the financial end. So I run a bank in a small town, and we had something very, very similar happen with Google, where the woman's son had gotten a hold of the phone, and there were, you know, of course, lots and lots of charges. So first thing we did was obviously take care of the account, you know, made sure the card was not connected anymore. But then what we did was we covered all those overdraft fees as like a courtesy to our customer. Mm-hmm. And she was able to, through Google, she was able to get, you know, get some sort of compensation for that. But in this situation, I'm kind of like, wow, I can't believe Chase nor Apple would be willing to step up and at least save it for the customer standpoint, like save your customers, you know. That's just my thought part, you know.
I've had...
Hey, Joshua, who do you think more the responsibility, or maybe there's some on both, but let's talk about Chase first since your background is in banking. What do you think Chase should have done?
I think Chase should have at least taken some responsibility for it and gone, hey, we've noticed there's been a lot of crap going on here. Let's go ahead and get, if not all, then at least half of them. You know, I'm like you. I was listening earlier when you were saying like all of your cards are hooked up, so I get notifications on everything. Yep. And that's one of the first things that I noticed because, like, you know, whoever I have my credit card through, they're looking out for me going, hey, did you actually spend this? Yes, I really did. So I feel like Chase really dropped the ball in that situation.
Don't they have most of them now where you can kind of set the level on that, kind of like setting privacy levels on a browser, so you can say, look, if anything looks weird to you, call me right away.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not just for your credit card. It's also for your debit card. You can set limits for all of that stuff.
Yep.
You know, and you have to remember, too, like, number one, especially, I won't talk about credit cards, but in banking, you know, our job is really not to manage your money. Our job is to protect your money. And so in those situations we go through, we look at fraud, and we're like, hey, that's, you know, something is off. And a lot of those things come through my desk, and that's where I make personal phone calls and go, hey, you know, Jamie, this happened. Was that you? And you go, yes, it was. No, it wasn't. And then we move forward from there. But, yeah that's really crappy on Chase's part.
Can I ask you one more question? And if you don't know the answer to this is okay. Somebody said she did not authorize the charges, and therefore she is not responsible for them. Again, I don't have an iPhone, so I don't have Apple Pay that's set up. So is that – what do you think about that statement?
I mean, personally, I agree with it from a business standpoint. You know, the money's got to come from somewhere. You know, it's basic accounting. You know, I guess my whole thing goes back to just the customer service aspect. You know, if you're out there making a bad name for yourself, it's really not good publicity. In those situations, that would be my biggest fight for her, would be that these were not known. In that situation, yes, it was a member of her household, but what's the difference of, you know, let's say my 16 or 17-year-old child or my neighbor coming over and using my phone and doing that? That's still fraudulent activity, even though it might be a child. Like, if you yourself are not authorizing that, how is it any different than somebody following the restaurant going, well, I'm gonna play this game and, you know, rack up all that stuff. It's the same kind of situation.
It's interesting. I wonder what about the legalities of that. Well, it's great information. And thank you so much. You're right. You put it in that realm of customer service, and it becomes a different kind of story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call, Joshua. Call
thank
back
you guys.
Anytime.
Have a great day.
You too. Yep.
Appreciate it. You too. Yeah. Couldn't Apple have just written this off? Couldn't Apple's got the money? Could Apple not have just said, hey, we know what happened here?
Yeah.
Going
back to what I was talking about earlier, I wonder, it does make a difference who owns the game. You know, where that $16,000 eventually went. But it seems like if nothing else, Apple, because they have the Apple Store and they do have complete sway over what goes into the Apple Store and what doesn't, that even if it's not their game, Apple could, in this case, go to the game, you know, go to the company that made the game and say, look, here's what happened. Cancel these charges. It's not like, I mean, it didn't cost that company anything for that kid to have red rings and gold rings and all of that stuff.
Right.
So they're not taking anything away from them necessarily.
Let's get one more call on here before we get to news at the bottom of the hour. If you are hanging on, we'll get to you coming up. Larry joins us on the line from Overland Park. Hey, Larry.
Hi. We had a few years back, my wife had charged something from Texas. And then I think this was, I don't know. And then the following July, I noticed that we had this charge on there for just about $20. And then I noticed I called the Main Street Credit Union about the MasterCard and called MasterCard. And the guy at MasterCard went back and looked, and this had been going on since January. So there were like 7 charges of $20, just under $20, 19-something. And the guy at MasterCard, he said he would pull all that money back and credit me from the people that had been charged to. They had the credit card number down in Texas, and they were put us on a regular charge, and so we got all the money back.
Did you ever find out who was doing it and what they were doing?
No, I don't know who it was. My wife was charging some support hose down in Texas, and I assume that's what it was.
Yeah.
But got all, MasterCard took care of us. The Main Street Credit Union MasterCard took care of us. And this is really interesting that Chase doesn't take care of their customers or Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. Thanks for the story. Yeah, I've had credit card fraud go on too, unfortunately. I did get that phone call of, you know, did you just buy a surfboard? No.
No. Do you know where I live?
Not a lot of surf in Kansas.
All right, Jackie, hang on the line. If you are on hold, we'll get to you coming up after news. News is straight ahead here on KMBZ. Let's go straight back to the phones here as we talk about this story about this woman whose son ran up $16,000 in charges on a credit card because of a game that he was playing. Let's go to Olathe next and talk to Jackie. Hi, Jackie.
Hi. I kind of had a situation like that with my daughter. That's why I mainly wanted to call. She, mind you, this was like 10, 15 years ago. It was done on a computer. She charged, it got up to about $3,800 at that time, about 15 years ago.
Wow.
She was just playing a game. She didn't know that she was just thought she was playing some online game. But my credit card, once I hit a $500 bill for one day, they called me, or I would have known how much she would have got to. But uh-huh. They don't call if it's $100, but I had a $500 thing, and they called me. I went to an attorney. An attorney got me out of it. They stated
really?
That at the first, I guess, if every game might be different, she had to push something that she was not a minor and over age, and my bill was gone because of that. So she might have that, because right at first when she was signing up, of course she should have seen that, but at the time she was 9, 10 years old.
All she wants to do is play the game.
Yeah.
So anything they ask her that...
something.
Yep.
Yes.
And then...
All these
right,
came up.
And then you go into the store or the shop or whatever inside the game, and they say, do you want to buy this? And the 9-year-old says, yes, I do.
Yeah.
Not understanding that that's mom's money.
Theirs was a whole bit of stuff that he was able to research. Now, mind you, I had to pay an attorney, and at that time it cost me $500 or $600, but he wrote a letter, and they canceled mine because she, of her age. So that might be something, because there was all this consent stuff that came up at the first time. But
right.
Every other time she got on, that didn't come up. So she, I got out of mine because she wasn't old enough. That might be something she can do.
Yeah, and this kid was 6, so yeah, that's a good thought. Excellent. Thanks,
yeah.
Jackie.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for the call. Yeah, man, a lot of debate happening about the fact that the kid couldn't give permission. My guess is we kind of know this already, didn't have the controls already set up. And so, yes, the minor can't give permission, but she kind of had it set up that anybody that uses the phone could give permission. And that's why she had trouble.
Yeah.
We'll see if the media attention ends up getting Apple to soften a bit here.
I wouldn't be half surprised if it does, because like I said, I mean, there's really very little that anybody's going to be out in this. If they just cancel all these charges, nobody's going to lose anything. Mm-hmm. And the company that made the game, whether it's Apple or not, they're still going to get all of the legitimate charges. It's not like, I mean, this is an extreme situation. Very few people are going to spend $16,000 on a video game on a phone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.